约翰唱这首诗歌的心情，可能哈，你们因为不了解神带领他的经过。
I probably don't know much about how God has led John.
可能还不能
when he led the song.
那么深的那个体会。
You probably can't understand that fully.
简单的说来哈，他是在半年前。
Pretty simple, six months ago.
因为神的呼召。
Because of God's calling.
他辞掉了在纽约一个很好的工作。
He got a very good job in New York.
他是建筑师。
He was an architect.
他工作的那个公司也是很有名的。
The company was very, that he worked for was very famous.
他就辞掉了那份工作。
He got a job.
把他们在纽约的房子也卖掉了。
And sold his, sold their home in New York.
还了所有的债都还清了
and pay off all the debt
他们就这样、啊、来到达拉斯
and then they relocated to Dallas
他有三个孩子
yes, three children
而且太太也未必完全这样同意
and not even his wife fully agree
但是为了顺服丈夫
but for submitting to the husband
太太也来到这里了
wife is here also
那这样是很清楚有神的呼召。
John is very clear about God's calling.
他到这里来。
He came here.
因着神呼召他。
Because God has called.
他觉得要到这来。
He feel like he should come.
有一段时候要学习。
For a period of time, he will learn.
那他今天早上。
This morning.
特别的感受。
Especially,
以后那个细节我有机会再告诉你。
I'll share with you about details in the future.
因为这是一个 long story, 这样。
这是一个很长的故事。
那我只是说他今天特别的感受哈、啊、就是
I just mentioned a little bit.
全然的降服在神的旨意。
That he is willing to surrender himself all to the God's will.
因为他们不但哈、啊、离开纽约。
Not just leaving New York.
是很不容易的。
Which is very difficult.
他们来到这里。
But also,
这七八个月。
This past 7 or 8 months.
我只能用两个字来形容。
There are only two words I can use to describe.
是在熬炼。
It's a suffering.
是在受熬炼。
They are suffering.
但是他今天选这首诗歌。
But this morning he chose this song.
我很能够体会他的心情。
I feel for him.
他是说神啊，我愿意完全照你的旨意。
He declared to the Lord that he is willing to submit himself.
你让我消失在你的里面。
Let me lost in you.
在你的旨意当中。
In your will.
你怎么做多好。
Whatever you do, I will take it.
这是他选这首诗歌的心情。
That's how he felt when he chose this song.
赞美主，因为我是他的父亲。
Because I'm his father.
我了解神带领他的经过。
I understand how God has led him.
所以我为他也献上感谢和赞美。
So I give thanks to the Lord for him.
他这样的一种降服。
His surrender.
他愿意全然的降服。
He's willing to surrender himself.
而且今天上午他的妻子。
And also this morning his wife.
也有这样一个表示。
Also has the same expression.
虽然不容易。
Even though it's difficult.
但是他愿意降服在神的旨意。
But she's willing to surrender to God's will.
这是他们的今天早上的心情。
That's how they, how they feel this morning.
替他们稍微说一点。
So, let me explain a little bit.
以后呢有机会他会说得更详细。
When there's a chance.They will give you details.
我们所唱的每一首诗歌
Every song that we sing
要记得
Remember
都是圣灵在向我们说话
It's the Holy Spirit speaking to us.
我们要不断地学习听圣灵的声音
We have learned to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的声音不是这个外面听得见的声音。
The voice of the Holy Spirit is not audible.
圣灵的声音常常是我们内心的一个启发。
The voice of the Holy Spirit is an echo of our heart.
常常是一个领悟。
It's, 什么领悟？
领悟 ,understanding.
It's an understanding of our mind.
有的时候是我们中文说开窍了。
Sometimes it's what we say, enlightening in Chinese.
比如有一段经文我们读了很多遍。
For example, there is a verse that we have read many times, but we cannot understand.
有一天
One day,
我们明白了
All of a sudden, it comes clear.
这是圣灵的声音
That's the voice of the Holy Spirit.
或者说这就是圣灵声音的一种
Or we can say this is one of the、Holy Spirit's voices.
所以不是外面听不见的声音
It's not something that we can hear.
那是内在的里面的
It's something inward.
那个开启
The enlightenment,
那个启示
understanding,
啊，那个明亮
inspiration,
或那光照
or 光照。
有的时候 light enlightened being enlightened, 有时候
sometimes
不安
we don't feel
那就是
easy.
我们做了神不要我们做的事。
Yeah, because we've done something that God doesn't want us to do.
有时候是很平安。
Sometimes we have rest.
甚至很喜乐
Or we have a great joy.
那也是圣灵的声音
That's also the voice of the Holy Spirit.
那就是神说我喜悦你
That's why the Lord says that I'm pleased with you.
譬如
For example,
神知道某一个人你不能原谅他
God knows that there is someone there you cannot forgive.
因为他伤害了你
Becauseyou have been hurt,
或者冒犯了你
or you have been offended,
或者冤枉了你
or you have been wronged,
你不能够原谅
and you cannot forgive that individual.
也许你读经的时候
and maybe when you are reading the
Bible, 刚好读到
and you come to the verse where Jesus says,
你们要饶恕人
you have to forgive.
如果你们不肯饶恕
if you cannot forgive,
你们的天父也不肯饶恕
your Father in heaven will not forgive you.
这也是圣灵的声音
that's also the voice of the Holy Spirit.
或者说就是主在向我们说话。
We can say that is God speaking to us.
你本来不能原谅的。
You cannot.
但是因为你知道这是圣灵跟你说话。
You can't forgive someone, but you know Holy Spirit is talking to you.
啊，保罗说，主就是那圣灵。
Lord is the Spirit.
耶稣说，
Jesus says,
神就是灵。
God is Spirit.
所以当我们说到圣灵的时候
So when we mentioned about Holy Spirit
圣灵的声音就是神的声音
the voice of Holy Spirit is the voice of God
在旧约圣经里头
In Old Testament
这个神的声音
God's voice
或者旧约耶和华的声音
The voice of Jehovah
在中文的翻译啊
In Chinese translation
都是耶和华的话
It said that's the word of Jehovah
比如亚伯拉罕
For example,
他顺服神的话
Abraham submitted to the word of the Lord
这个话是一个
word,
是一个表达
It's an expression
那个声音
The voice
也是一种表达
It's also an expression
特别我们讲到
Especially when you talk about
我们的心声心里的声音
The voice of our heart
那就是我们一个意愿的表达
That's an expression of our will
所以当我们听到圣灵的声音
So when we hear the voice of Holy Spirit
就是神心意的表达
It's an expression of God's will
当你原谅一个你以前不能原谅的人
When you forgive someone you couldn't forget
你一定会觉得很好很舒服
You will feel good
也许你会觉得很轻松很快乐
You feel relaxed and happy
这就是神的心意
That's the will of God
他喜悦你这样做的心意表达出来
He is pleased with you expression of his will
这也是一种圣灵的声音
That's also one of the voices of the Holy Spirit
哦、oh, 我们要天天都要学怎么听圣灵的声音
Every day it lets us learn how to listen to the Holy Spirit
我已经学了50年了我还在学
years that I've been learning and I'm still learning
我今天早上啊
This morning
我就比较留心一点
I pay more attention to
啊就在我做运动的时候
When I was exercising
哦你知道神他随时会向我们说话
You know God can talk to us anytime
就在我早上啊做运动的时候
When I was exercising
啊我做运动很斯文的哈
I take it very gentle when I exercise
我就要在那有时候抓抓头啊
Sometimes I scratch my head
捏捏耳朵啊
my ears
那眼睛啊牙齿这样
and massage here and there a little bit
这是我跟一个93岁的一个牧师一个朋友学来的
There's something that I learned from a pastor who is 93 years old
哦、oh, 我告诉你我自从开始哈我回来以后做这个运动以来
After I started doing that
哦最显著的不同啊
The obvious difference is
就是我不像以前那容易累了。
Is that no longer feel tired easily?
所以有时候我的媳妇啊，
so sometimes
她就跟我说啊，
law.
她说我不知道你是怎么会做那么多，有时。
Just to me that I don't know why you can work so much.
那今天早上我在做运动的时候
，This morning when I was exercising,
神告诉我三件事。
God told me three things.
我也很惊讶。
And I was also very surprised.
我早上跟师母说。
And I told my wife.
我说第一件事情是跟事工有关系的。
It's about our ministry.
第二件事情
，Second thing，
是跟那个真理的开启有关系。
It's about the truth.
第三件事情呢
，The third thing，
是跟我们家里啊的有一个孩子有关系的。
It's about one of the child of our family. Praise the Lord.
那我不详细的说、
I won't give out details.
时候还没有到。
Time hasn't come yet.
而且神告诉我。
And God has told me.、
啊、这个你只能跟某一个人说。
You can also tell this to someone.
不能跟别人说。
But not to share with everyone.
那么、这一个人呢、啊、
This someone.
是今天在我们中间。
Is in our midst.
在。哦他就是真的是常常说话。
God speaks. Every moment.
那个我们如果认识圣灵的声音
If we recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit
我们就会常常听到圣灵的声音
We hear him always
但是呢需要教导
But we need to be taught
我们教导了我们才能认识哦这就是圣灵的声音
When we are taught we can recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit
这样那么它有的时候呢
Sometimes
是一种感受
It's a feeling
你能够感受到
，You can sense
这个人的光景。
This person's situation
圣灵会让你感受到
，Holy Spirit will make
这个人里面有一个忧伤的灵。
In this person, there is a spirit of sorrow.
他需要安慰。
This individual needs to be comforted.
这个人里面呢有一个灰心的灵。
there's a discourage in this person.
需要鼓励。
Who needs to be encouraged?
我常常在电话上
Always on the phone
有人问我问题的时候
People ask me questions
我就在那个时候
At that moment
我就说主啊我该怎么回答
I ask the Lord how should I answer
当他提出问题的时候我说主啊我该怎么回答
When questions were brought to me how should I answer
他讲完了哈
When that individual finished the conversation I will have answers
那个恩膏在我们的里面就是那么真实。
The anointing is so real, which is in us.
约翰福音，约翰一书第二章二十七节那里说到哈，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。
First John, 第几章 ？Verse 27.
Verse 2:27 says this anointing is real and not counterfeit. 不是假，是真的。哦，我这是。常常为圣灵感谢。
I give thanks always for the Holy Spirit.
我为神所给我的恩膏感谢。
For anointing God has given to me.
如果不是因为这个恩膏
If it's not for the anointing,
我不知道走错了多少的路。
I probably have made many mistakes.
或者犯了多少的错。
And have committed many mistakes.
甚至犯了严重的罪。
And it could also be very serious sins.
都是恩膏在我的里。
It's the anointing that's in me.
你们要宝贝这个恩膏。
You need to treasure this anointing.
你越宝贝哈，他就会越喜欢跟你说话。
The more you treasure the anointing, the more he likes to talk to you.
赞美主。
Praise the
Lord. 每一次聚会以后，我都觉得主在我们中间。
Every meeting, God is among us. That's how I feel.
正如他所说的。无论在哪里，有两三个人或我的名聚会
，wherever there are two or three gathered in my name，
哪里就我在他们中间
，I'm in their midst。
我们就所以要聚会
，the reason why we need to have a meeting，
圣经说不可以停止聚会
，is what the Bible says that never stop meeting。
就是因为主在我们中间
，it is because God is in our midst。
这个聚会不是空洞的聚会
This is not empty meeting
不是一种所谓宗教的一种聚集
Not a religious Rachel, that we come together.
乃是有主同在的。
It's a meeting with God's presence.
乃是圣灵向我们说话的聚会。
It's also an opportunity that Holy Spirit speaks to us.
每一次的聚会。
Every meeting.
都是这样。
It's like this.
所以我这五十多年来。
So in this past 50
years. 当我领受了这个圣灵的教导。
As soon as I received this truth.
没有一次聚会啊。没有一次聚会是我没有享受的。
Never one meeting that I have not enjoyed.
无论是两三个人。
Doesn't matter that two or three.
或者是二三是二二百三百。
Or 200 or 300 people gathering together.
或者上千的人。
Or even more than 1,000 people.
哦，主就是那么又真又活的在我们当中。
The Lord is real and living.
我们越相信越宝贵
the more we believe in the treasure, his presence,
真实
the more real it becomes.
赞美主
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
那我要介绍今天到我们当中来的客人
I'd like to introduce some guests.
从远到从台湾来的
All the way coming here from Taiwan.
经过这个 Kansas City.
They,
来到我们当中
They were visiting Kansas City.
就是
and they are in our midst.
Pastor Hu. 胡平娟。那还有他的同工。
And, her co-worker,
Wei
Wei.
谢主。我想我们不是单单介绍他一下站起来。还要请他分享。
我 also would like to ask them to give a testimony.
他有很美的见证。
They have a good testimony.
神怎么带领他。
These years, how God has led her.
感谢主，谢谢周牧师、周师母，像我的属灵的爸爸妈妈，其实牧师大概不知道，对不起。
Pastor Chow and Mrs. Chow are like my spiritual parents.
我在外面就告诉别人，周牧师是我属灵的爸爸。
I told others that Pastor Chow is my spiritual father.
我认识牧师23年有。
It's been more than 23 years that I have known Pastor. Pastor might not remember. The first time when I met him, it was in a meeting in 高雄。
牧师吸引我的第一件事情就是他在台上讲。
What caught my attention was that Hallelujah, those four words that Pastor mentioned, and the way he says it is, was very powerful. And I was wondering, who's this person? So I paid great attention. It's been more than 25 years that I was baptized by Holy Spirit.
然后我是在巡理会非常正统的，注重圣经的话语。但是
I came from a Methodist background.
然后神就把我同时带到西洋堂。
And God has brought me to.
然后每个礼拜一晚上有等候神的追求聚会。
We have a meeting waiting.
刚开始坐在那边的时候，
we just sat there.
好像裤子里面钻了一条虫一样。
It's like there's a worm in my pants.
怎么还都没有声音，然后都没有人讲话，也没音乐。
And there's no music.
然后上去讲的人都讲一些我听不懂的。
And people who are on stage, they talk about something that I don't understand.
但是不知道为什么，
就是喜欢坐在那边。But I don't know why, I just like to sit there.
然后慢慢从听不懂到听得懂。
From couldn't understand.
从不懂什么叫等候，慢慢开始，我就超级等候。
Gradually understand what waiting upon the Lord is about.
所以我两个小孩，我大概都是在小孩起床以前先等候一个小时。
So before kids got up, I will spend some time before the Lord.
所以昨天，
And yesterday.
我在回想这些事情的原因呢，是因为牧师昨天有一个功课给我。
Pastor has a task for me.
他要我去听那个2月28号牧师在这里分享的一个。
He asked me to listen to.
一听祷告会分享的东西。
What he has shared on the 28th of.
我在听的时候，到后面有一句话深深的抓住我。
When I was listening, there's a sentence what he said, grabbed my attention.
等候神就是根基。
Waiting upon the Lord is the foundation.
我突然之间灯，
All of a sudden,
灯就是甘牧师讲的圣灵，圣灵这个开启。
The enlightenment.
我突然想到，对
，understand
我的属灵的生命的走跟很多人都不一样。
My spiritual life is very different from others.
我从刚刚信主之后就开始等候神，有一个很重要的东西，等候神成为我生命中生命建造的根基。
There is something which is very important. Waiting upon the Lord is becoming the foundation of my life.
然后圣灵就问了我一个问题。
Holy Spirit asked me a question.
你是 从里面来找外面的神，还是从外面的神来找里面的神？
I can come inward to look for the God this hour, or you coming outward to looking for the God who's inward.
今天我要请你们。
This morning I'm asking you.
就是来想这个问题。
To think about this question.
我是从里面的神来找外面的神，还是从外面的神来找里面的神？
I'm coming inward and going outward to look for the to look for God, or coming from outward to inward to look for God.
那我自己是一信主被圣灵充满之后，
as soon as I become a Christian,
有一个环境教导我要找里面的神。
There is teaching that taught me to look for the God who's in me.
那圣经说寻找的就必寻见，对不对？你想要找什么，你就会找到那个。
Whatever you want to find.
所以我想要找里面的神，我有没有找到？
I want to find the God who's in me. Did I find it? Yes, I found it.
所以开始学习什么叫做基督的内住。
So I start learning about the inward life of.
学习怎么样让基督来管制、来管理我。
And learn how to be managed by the Lord.
然后，我觉得最甜蜜的一件事情，我昨天在回想的时候，就是我喜欢坐在那边，然后就跟耶稣在花园里面走。
Sitting,
然后耶稣跟我讲话，有时候耶稣跟我跳舞。
Jesus talks to me and dances with me.
我觉得那是何等 enjoy， 我可以坐在那边两个小时，然后我都不想起来。
That's such a wonderful thing that I can spend 2 hours there sitting without getting up.
所以我昨天就在思想，原来等候神跟与神亲密是我们生命建造的根基。
So yesterday I was thinking that spending time and waiting upon the Lord and come close to the Lord is foundation of our life.
那我一定要讲一件事，也许你会觉得，哦，那就这样吗？那就这样吗？不是，不是。我在开始等候神的那一年，
no, that's more
你知道那一年我带了40个人。
When I was waiting upon the Lord, there's
决志信主而且受洗。
I led 40 people to the Lord.
我很清楚不是我。
Baptized. I understand that's not me.
那时候我坐在那边等候的时候，神就给我一个人的影像进来。
God、
然后我那一天就会遇到他，
and,
然后我遇到他之后，我就很自然告诉他耶稣有多爱他，
God、
耶稣有多好，就分享我在等候神的时候耶稣对我说的话，我就告诉他，
then,
然后他就流泪，然后他就信耶稣，然后他就来教会受洗。
Then, God gave me an image of someone. Then when I met that someone, I would tell him how God loves him. And when I talk about, when I told that guy about what God has said to me, he was touched. Then he came to church and been baptized.
或者是我看到一个那时候我在大学
When I was in college,
然后我就看到一个学生
I saw a student.
我就看着他我们吃面的时候看到他的时候神就告诉我他有什么需要
me,
然后我不认识他我就吃完面我就问他说我可以为你祷告吗
Without knowing him,
他就很惊讶因为都是学校的老师他就点点头
after,
然后我就讲了一句他的需要他就眼泪马上出来、mm-hmm. 然后结果你就知道他就接受了耶稣。
Yeah, without knowing anything about him, I just told him, God has told me that there is something you need. And after I finished that, and that individual was so touched, and then he or she accepted Christ.
然后我发觉在等候神的里面，神就把恩膏、恩典、我们所需要的一切、侍奉所需要的所有的东西都放在我们的里面。
When I was waiting upon the Lord, God will release everything that we need, mercy, grace.Everything he was given to us.
所以那个时候就开始很自然的，没有人教导，就开始赶鬼，然后鬼就出去。
So,
因为圣经说奉主的名赶鬼，鬼就出去，所以我就这么做。
Without teaching, I start casting out demons, and that's what the Bible says, and I just follow what the Bible says, and it happens.
然后我就看见那个人得释放，
and I see people,
然后锁链断掉。
And I see people saved and chain broken.
然后我就照着圣经说的要去传福音把好消息告诉别人我就把我所亲密的那位耶稣告诉别人
So it's what the Bible says I start preaching gospel and bring gospel to those who are in need
没有人不被这位耶稣吸引
No one wasn't attracted
没有一个人当你分享那个你里面跟他亲密的耶稣的时候他不要耶稣的
there's no one who is not willing to accept Jesus when you share.
所以我看到很多人得救。
So I saw many people saved.
然后看到疾病的医治。
And the sick,
然后看到
healed.
看到你去跟人分享的时候，人就被神的爱摸到。
And people are touched by the love of God.
所以当我昨天在思想的时候，我发觉原来是我先找到了里面的神。
So yesterday I remember I found God who's in me first.
我就看到外面的神非常的神。
Then I saw God our, who is very real.
神非常的神。
God is so powerful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 所以我真的是感觉到 基督的内住是多么重要的根基，那真的很重要。
So, I realize, I understand it's very important to find this living God who's in me.
但是我同时，我在这几年，我到了一些很有非常有大的圣灵恩膏的地方，
But、
我待过很多这样的地方。
These past years, I've visited a very many places.
我发觉了一件事情，就是有很多人同时是在外面找神，先从外面再找神。
And I realize there are many people who are seeking.
他有找到吗？有。
Seeking God.
因为你寻找就必寻见，他找到了外面神的恩赐。
Yes, they found God. Whenever you seek, you find them.
他找到外面神的恩膏，找到外面神的能力，那个 powerful 的彰显。
They found anointing and they found God's power.
对，所以，但是我也同时看到一件事情，就是在这样的一个追求里面，我看到了非常多的嫉妒在他们当中，纷争在他们当中。
I saw many,
然后分门别类在当中，自高自大在当中，而且他们没有办法和好在当中。
And they don't have a harmony.
所以我就想到在哥林多教会，他们其实是最属灵的教会，对吗？
So,
你看保罗讲他那他为什么要教导恩赐，就表示
给他一点机会，稍微慢一点。
Church of Corinthians, the most spiritual church.
所以那个教会充满了圣灵的恩赐在当中，所以保罗才教导恩赐。
The church is filled of gifts, so that's why Paul teaches about gifts.
所以他们是一个非常非常有恩赐的地方，可是却又这么的。生命没有办法成熟。
There's a church of gifts, but also their life is not mature.
特别我在一些很有恩高、很大圣灵同在，或者是很有 powerful 的地方，我很少看到爱。
I don't always find love, even at those
very
powerful meetings, and I seldom find mercy from those powerful and big gatherings.
对，那另外我还会在这个当中看到，因为大家很看重神恩高的彰显。
And also in the big congregation, people focuses on the manifestation of God's power.
就可能会产生一个错误的期待，就是我觉得服事有果效才对。
There's a misunderstanding.
然后有神迹奇事才是对。
That the people will think.
然后如果我看到很大的丰盛，哇，奉献很多钱，那就代表是基督与我们同在。
If they can see a bunch of offerings that Guys
很多时候就把这些服事的果效神迹来取代了基督。
Sometimes they will use signs and wonders to replace God himself.
那我会发觉在这个当中，如果你是先从外面找神，
and realize,
你很难找到里面的神。
You try to find God from our world, it's very difficult to find God.
我发觉这样的时候，因为你已经习惯用外面找神的方式，所以当你安静的时候，你没有办法安静。你永远思想的东西是那个所谓的侍奉马大跟玛利亚不同的地方。
I understand, it's very difficult for people to sit down and seek the Lord from within because they 我忘记讲
马大。
Differently from Mary and Martha.
Okay, 谢谢。
不好意思。
啊，没关系。
那个马大他一定有服事的恩膏。
Martha is a gift
of
serving, and it should be effective.
但是神说上好的还是在神的面前。
What's the best is before the Lord.
为什么我就想到牧师讲了一段圣经，就是马太福音七章二十三节，这些人说我不是奉主的名赶鬼行异能传道吗？
Matthew 17, verse 23.
七章二十三节。然后。七章二十三节，然后耶稣就讲了，他说我，耶稣就明明的告诉他们说，我不认识，我不认识这些人。
Some people says that in God's name I cast out demons and I preach the gospel.
认识这个字，认识这个字。
Yeah, Jesus made clear that I don't know you.
这个认识这个字的原来它意思就是非常的熟悉，熟悉到一个程度，就好像。夫妻同床那样的关系。
This word, knowing, is a word that can be so close that we used to describe.
那也是良人跟幸福的关系，是吗
？Isn't that a relationship between a bride and bridegroom?
所以耶稣为什么说我不认识你们？是因为这些会行异能、赶鬼跟传道的人，他的生命跟耶稣的生命没有那个真实的那个亲密的关系。我也忘了我讲什么。
Okay, even though they see signs and wonders, but there's no a true intimate relationship with the Christ.
So, this is when we are waiting for the Lord. We are waiting for the Lord.
We are waiting for the Lord. We
are waiting for the Lord. We are waiting for the Lord. We are waiting for the Lord. 真实的认识他 know 知道他
When this intimacy start developing
只有在这个里面
under,
我们从里面才能够找到外面的神
From inward we can find the word、we can find God who is our word
所以、我想做一个结论、
I would like to make a conclusion、
我想哥林多教会他们的、
the church of Corinthians
这个教会的状况他们是
The situations of the
church 得着了非常多的恩赐
is that they have received many gifts and power.
但是他们却不懂得保罗在哥林多教会里面他所强调的重点
But they don't understand what Paul emphasized.
如果你看哥林多前书第二章的十六节
If you
好不好我们可以看一下二章十六节
If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 16
十五十六节
Chapter 2, verse 15 and 16.
他说属灵的人能看透，能够看透，能够判断，能够看进去这个属神的万事。没有一个属肉体、属血气的人能够看透这个属灵的人。
The spiritual man makes judgment about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him?
谁曾知道主的心去教导这个属灵的人呢 No, 而是因为这个属灵的人有了基督的心。
For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ.
我觉得保罗在一开始的时候他就告诉哥林多的教会就是最大的 key 在于我们里面有一个基督的心。
Paul made it clear that inside of us there is a mind of Christ.
不只是这边如果你去看13章31节你们都知道我们要保罗说你要切切的求那个最大的恩赐就是爱。
And more than that, if you go read chapter 13,
13章31节
verse
31节, chapter 13, verse 31.
And you will see the most important is about love. We should seek love.
不管是基督的心或者是基督的爱都在里面。
Doesn't matter that's the mind of Christ or the love of God is in us.
我大概服侍神到现在有25年的时间
It's been more than 25 years
最后有14年时间就成为牧师
And the, 但是 last, the past 14 years I've become a pastor
我觉得我在我生命当中最美的就是我最单纯的前面五年我在读神学院之前的那五年
The first 5 years of serving the Lord were the、most beautiful years that God lives in me
那个与主那个亲密的爱跟关系
The intimate love with the Christ.
那个内住的基督，他可以显明许多的奥秘。
The Christ who lives in me can reveal many secrets.
然后，所以当我们去接触人的时候，那个耶稣就很容易触碰他。
When we come close to people, Jesus can touch them.
That's real powerful.
啊，这是非常有能力的。
谢谢。我也享受一下我讲英文所以当保罗先提到说我们要有基督的心我们要切切渴慕最大的恩赐是爱我们要追求那个爱的以后保罗才讲到你们要切慕属灵的恩赐都听懂了吗所以后面来说切慕属灵的恩赐才可有这样的属灵的生命去切慕属灵的恩赐才能够造就人。
So the desire for the gifts of Holy Spirit that will edify people.
我应该不用举例、但是我可以讲一个很简单的例子。
I can give you a simple example.
以前有一个姐妹哈，然后信主就被圣灵充满。
Who was baptized?
就突然之间发觉，大家发觉她有医病的恩赐。
And people realized that she has gift of healing.
她刚刚信主，然后大家都找她去祷告。
She was a new Christian.
然后病就得医治。
People asked her to pray.
然后她开始走路的时候开始有风了。
When she start walking, she become.
你知道这个意思吗？
She become cocky. You understand how that means?
因为她里面没有内住的基督。
Because in her there's no Christ who lives within.
她没有办法想晓得这一切的能力都是从神而来。
She couldn't understand all the power comes from God.
没有办法活出基督的那个美好的性情，或者荣耀这位基督。
The characters of the Christ.
所以保罗才说你要先追求爱，你要能够有基督的心在你的里面，然后再切慕属灵的恩赐，这样的恩赐才可以造就人。
Then desire for the, gifts of Holy Spirit.
所以最后两句话
those gifts can,
就是基督的彰显 不等同于基督的内住。
Manifestation of God's power, is not equal to, God who lives in you.
但是基督的内住必定会带来基督荣耀的彰显。
But the, Christ who lives in you will bring the manifestation.
所以我想我们在主里面彼此的鼓励。
So in Christ, let's encourage each other.
等候他，让基督在我们里面做主为王，让他掌权。Let it go, 把自己放下，老我放下。Let God, 让他自己透过我们彰显他的荣耀。Amen.
May God manifest His power through us.
Hallelujah. Yes.我们开始的时候呢很容易哈就断掉了很容易就断掉那个刚才品娟牧师他说可能因为时间的限制他没有说的那么多他在牧会的期间他看到那么多神的祝福外在的神迹奇事呢但是呢他里面跟神的连结啊不知不觉的断掉那所以神知道他爱主他也知道那个主那个爱的价值所以主也宝贝他他也宝贝主所以呢主就把他外面的很多的工作成就啊他建立了四个教会了人数也超过一千了好像在外面看来满是轰轰烈烈的可是刚才他有提到这些不知不觉的就取代了他跟耶稣的那个亲密的关系所以神有时候你知道我们的神在旧约就是耶和华是祭血的神或者说他是嫉妒的那个 所以神就把这些外面的哈，就给他挪开了，又恢复了他以前前五年跟主的那个亲密的关系。现在呢，他只讲耶稣了，现在他不讲别的了。那有的时候当然圣灵会带领，也让我们提到他那种外在能力的彰显。我们有时候也需要用信心来支取啊，我们也要渴慕那个外在的，但是呢要小心，不是以外在的渐渐的取代了我们内在的呀呀。那如果我们内在的根基深的话，扎实的话呢，就不容易让外在的来取代。这就是为什么我们不能够放松祷告神，就是等候神啊，绝对不能放松。其实外在的哈，那个效果工作的成就越来越大，说那个时候呢，那时候我们哈更需要保持内在的。我想它带来给我们的是一个很宝贵的啊，一个功课，很宝贵的啊，因为它就是一个见证人啊，它让我看到那个内在是那么的重要。有了内在的，一定会有外在的，但是有外在的就未必有内在的。有一天，甚至神会把外在的都给挪去，为了要恢复我们那个内在的。所以昨天上午在网络上的我们那个祷告交通，我听我秉月牧师的分享以后呢，我就是两句话，一个就是。失去失落的那个起初的爱心后来被捡回来蔡经内跟我们讲的呢，就是那个捡回来的也是要提醒我们，提醒我们要持守，要抓住那个内在的。这也是耶稣所要的，就是我们跟他那个亲密的关系住在主里面，住在主里面何等的福气。然后我们唱这个诗歌就知道要何等的安息，何等的享受，何等的甘甜，你所需要的一切都可以从这里，从主那里那个得着。赞美主。好，我们一起来唱66首祝的好，一起来开始。
住在主里何等甘甜，我安息在救主脚前，全然心靠满足有主，我安息在受死主中，居住
常常的提醒，当我提醒弟兄姐妹也是提醒自己就是要定睛在耶稣身上。我的那个意思就是我们里面的心要跟耶稣要紧紧的连在一起。什么时候我们注意外面的，即使在我们服事讲道的时候，如果我们那个眼睛从耶稣身上转移，注意到外面的人数多少啊，别人的反应那又脱节了，又脱节了。一直住在主里面，一直住在主里面，举目不见一人，无论在什么地方，什么环境。再大的场面，再热闹的场面，神迹奇事再多的时候我们 都要保持举目不见一人，只见耶稣。你看到的不是这些外面的神迹奇事，你看到的是耶稣，耶稣能力的彰显，耶稣爱的彰显，耶稣的作为，要这个就是他荣耀的彰显。我们里面呢，如果跟他一直连接的话啊，我们就会看到是，这就是耶稣，这就是耶稣，这就是耶稣。这个不是什么有名的传道人，哦，哪一个恩高强的什么人，那个还是在看人。你们看到啊，这就是耶稣，这就是耶稣，赞美主，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哦，赞美主。有时候我看到一个弟兄姐妹啊，他就是来跟你说 ，I'm sorry， 我看到的是耶稣，我看到的是耶稣的谦卑，赞美主，哈利路亚。哦，我在说我们要认识圣灵，要认识耶稣，这就是认识神，就是认识神是从多方面来认识他。对啊，如果我们认识神，我们到处都可以看到是神，赞美主。哦，求主开我们的眼睛，我们常常这样祷告，主啊，开启我里面的眼睛，主啊，求你把那个智慧，聪明智慧，启示的灵赏给我。好像保罗所祷告的，好照明我们心中的眼睛，就是亮了，明亮了，赞美，哈利路亚。哦，他在我们中间，他真的在向我们说话，今天早上。